Hi guys, it's me, Real Life Moon Man. Have you ever just thought to yourself, you know, isn't it time that someone took Donkey Kong to a whole new level? Yeah, me too. And so that's why I created Real Life Donkey Kong. Big mistake. Now you may be thinking, Real Life Moon Man, it would appear as if you've killed everyone in this picture using the hammer that Mario used in Donkey Kong. That's not going to look good in court. But you're actually wrong. This photo isn't incriminating me in any way. In fact, this photo was taken only moments after an ape went apeshit, pun intended. You see, I was actually on my way back to this doomed house after I just bought the hammer off some guy on Craigslist. He wanted $50, I talked him down to $48, it was a steal. My old friend, Ed Tarbush, was the man who provided us with the ape. I guess Tarbush just dropped the ape off at this person's house before I got there and just left, never kindly reminding anyone just how deadly those animals can get. There was only one survivor, the girl who was supposed to play Mario's girlfriend, who Donkey Kong kidnaps. She was the one who snapped this photo of me after I had ran around the neighborhood, frantically, trying to find and clobber the hell out of that ape that had gotten loose and was probably going to kill again. She said that as they were trying to teach the ape to throw barrels, one of the barrels broke, and the gasoline that was inside of them, that would later on set them on fire, and create the desired fireball effect that was in the original game's first level, as I'm sure you can easily remember, got into the ape's eyes, and he apparently did not like that, because as soon as that happened, it went berserk and started killing people by breaking their necks and ripping out their jugular veins. By the time I arrived, it was too late. People were already dead, blood was everywhere, and the smell of wasted gasoline filled the air. But the worst part of it all was that I had just wasted $48. Well, I guess we can all forget about sleeping anymore, because we already sleep with one eye open. That eye, of course, is looking out for Goofy Clown Face, but now, the other eye will have to be open too, watching out for Real Life Donkey Kong. But things could be worse, you know. After all, the first thing that came into my mind when I realized that some video games just needed to be turned into reality was Rampage. Good thing my old friend Ed Tarbush was out of his supply of mutating chemicals when I pitched him the idea. KKK, 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 KKK.